Right, now, I've been joined in the studio today by David Norris, who's a man of many talents, and his colleague, Wayne Groves, who's also probably got lots of talents, but I don't know about those. Now, from pursuing a career in tennis, including time spent in New York as a tennis coach, David has turned his hand to many things. He's now a director of two Chelmsford-based companies, and whilst one of them is involved in home improvements, the other is very much geared to eco-friendly products. So, welcome to both of you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Scott. And, thanks for having us on today.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now, come on, you've got to tell us a little bit about these companies and what you're trying to do.
Okay, so fundamentally, we set up in 2007 in Chelmsford, very small, humble surroundings. And then basically what we did is we looked at all elements of the home improvement industry and also where the marketplace was going. And after a few years of obviously being in the Chelmsford vicinity, we were aware that there was a need in the UK to try and reduce a domestic fuel bill. And what we've done is we've basically developed and worked with two products now, which can deliver savings and improve comfort to a domestic situation for heating and the provision of hot water. So we have two sides of the business, one that remains dealing in day-to-day home improvements, such as improvement to glazing, adding garden rooms, porches, and fascia, softs and guttering, and general maintenance to the property. And the other one completely just focuses on saving people some money on their bills, but more importantly, changing the way that you heat the home and giving you a provision that's going to be there for many years to come.
So you're talking about solar panels and also other types of devices that heat the water and various other things, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we looked at, obviously, the marketplace, and I'm sure you'd have seen it. There's a product called Solar Thermal, which is normally tubes or a flat plate. You see it now in a lot of new builds. This product was basically bought in to try and reduce the fuel bill for heating water.
Right.
However, unfortunately, apart from today and a few days this year, we don't experience a lot of sunshine in this country. So what we've done is we've looked at a product that can cope with the UK temperatures and the weather conditions, and it's basically called thermodynamics. And basically what thermodynamics is, Scott, is it's a fridge in reverse. You have refrigerant liquid that circulates with the thermodynamic panel, which looks like the back of a fridge. That's fixed to an external wall, which is quite important. It doesn't have to go on the roof. The panel acts as an evaporator, absorbing the energy from the ambient air and all the environmental energies. This is basically passed through the refrigerant, which then turns into gas. It's compressed into a very hot gas, and this is then heated up and heats the water up from the existing cylinder. And the water is returned to the cylinder and the cold supply, and basically it keeps it at 55 degrees constantly. When the water has been drawn down for the likes of domestic showers and baths, then the system will recover in the normal way. And we're really excited with the product, and it's going down very well in the UK, in this area in particular.
Sounds expensive.
Well, it's everything when it's new comes at a price. With the development and the research and the way that we're going about the build of the product, which is made in the UK, made in Essex actually, which is a great point to be on a local show like this today. We're looking to drive down the cost, but it's very relative to the cost of solar thermal. But we can give obviously hot water heating 365 days of the year, 24/7, because as we say, it works day and night. So we're really excited with the product. It's going through a lot of more accreditation, and we're delighted with the feedback that we've had so far.
So how long has the company's been going, and how long have you had that product available?
Sure. Well, we set up in 2007, basically in Chelmsford. We've built up now to 100 staff, plus external people that rely on us, fitting teams, outsourced administration. And with this product, it's really been in circulation for the last 12 months. Once it came out of testing, once we were happy it was going to do what it says on the tin, we brought it to market, and it's going down very well.
So now, Wayne, how long have you been with the company, and what exactly do you do?
Oh, hi, Scott. I've been with the company for about 4 months nearly now.
Right.
My job primarily is to ensure that customers stay happy.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're very keen to ensure that our customer service and our customer satisfaction levels are as high as they possibly can be.
We've
invested a lot over the last few months to get us to this position. What we've got, because we're dealing with products that are new to the market, that people haven't seen before, obviously there's a lot of myth about them. There's a lot of people that don't quite understand how they work. And we want to make sure that we're in a position that we can explain that to people, and that we can ensure that people aren't confused about a product and they know how to work them and things like that. So we, you know, we've been investing a lot in making sure we've got clear procedures so that people can contact us if they're not sure how to work thermostats and all various aspects of the control functions of the products. We do a lot of customer feedback.
Yep.
Whereby we send questionnaires to customers at the end of it and get their feedback on how they rate all the aspects of the product that we've and the job that we've done for them. And we're quite excited that our feedback is running at about just under 90% at the moment, 90% customer satisfaction, which we believe is quite exceptional.
That's very good, very good. Now, this time last week, I was talking to someone about home improvements, and that was really to do with interior design. But as we started our chat from the concept that since house prices kept on rising, it made a good deal of sense to stay where you are, improve what you have. And, of course, this has to be especially true with energy-saving products, given the rapidly rising costs of fuel, which we know only too well. Now, obviously, every house is different. But in what order would you feel that the improvements would generally offer the highest benefit or return on the investment?
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's a great question, Scott. I mean, first and foremost, there's no point having highly advanced systems in the house if you've got underlined issues such as no insulation, poorly fitted wooden windows, for instance. So I think, first of all, you need to look at the essentials, and that's to get the house up to a decent EPC, which is the Energy Performance Certification Scheme.
Right.
They judge you on what you've got, how old your boiler is, do you have glazing, do you have underfloor heating. So first and foremost, let's look at the exterior side of the property with the insulation, cavity wall, the double glazing, and then move through to obviously where we lose our heat, which is in the roof space. So loft insulation is imperative. Double up there, get as much in there as possible. It's quite affordable, loft insulation, and obviously you can contact your local governments to see if there's any grants or subsidies there. Once you've acquired a property that meets a decent EPC, you can then look at doing what we do. We can go in and we can add products that are going to save people money on their heating, which is where the brunt of our bill is. I mean, let's face it, a UK domestic bill now is running in excess of £1,000 annually, and that's not going down. Being in Essex and doing a lot of work rurally, we go and see customers that have got oil bills in excess of £3,000, and they're all looking for a golden nugget to sort their problem out, because these bills are going up year on year. So my advice is obviously make the improvements, first of all, to the structure of the property, the integrity of the property, and then maybe look at obviously bringing in some of our technologies to help bring those bills down and make comfort heating, because ultimately we've designed systems not just for to save money, but to give the customer a different way of the way they heat their water and their central heating with our management system. So that's my advice.
Now your thermodynamic box, which has got to be your starter, I think you've got two different versions of those. But do either of them allow you to do something that solar panels do, where you can get money back from the government or from your fuel supplier?
Sure. Okay. So in the family of products, we have, you're quite right, we have two. We have the central heating management system, which is an amazing concept, a great innovation, which is there to revolutionise the way we heat our home and bring, obviously, bills down. Mm-hmm. On the thermodynamic, obviously, we are only comparing our product to thermal solar. Mm-hmm. Thermal solar has got some government incentives at the moment, which has been long overdue for that technology. We're in the queue. We're currently working with another business that supplies us with the product, and they're currently sitting on a steering group with the MCS, which is the government body, to try and get our product fully approved. Once it gets approved, it will then go forward to be considered for the renewable heat incentive.
Right.
But having said that, without the renewable heat incentive, we believe our product will still outperform solar thermal.
Right.
Because solar thermal only works during daylight hours when it's sunny.
Of course.
So if you take the government's tariff that they're paying to solar thermal customers, mm-hmm. and its inadequacies of only working at certain times, and put our product that works all year round without the tariff, we're confident that our product will outperform it, even without any government incentive.
In terms of the lowering your fuel bills.
Indeed. Purely because it's working day and night.
Yeah. But I think it's important here. It doesn't lower the fuel bill to zero, does it?
No, not at all. What you've got is you've got a product there that will still need to be run by electricity. Mm-hmm. The pump costs anywhere between £70 and £85 a year to fuel.
Yeah.
Of course, a lot of customers we go and see have already had renewable technologies.
Yes.
If they've got photovoltaic solar panels, mm-hmm. The cost of that pump will be cross-charged against their generation of their electricity. Mm. But also, we need to make it clear that with our products, they will work in most domestic situations where there's families of 2, 3, and 4. But obviously, if you were to have a rugby team around for lunch and they all wanted a shower, that the system isn't going to be able to cope with 15 people going through the shower. You're going to have to use backup.
Yeah.
You're going to have to use your boiler, and you're going to have to use your immersion. But we normally say to customers, you know, Christmas, Easter, peak times of the year where family are visiting, you still need your backup, mm-hmm. But the system will work beautifully for families up to 4 to give them the hot water that they need. So that answers your question there.
Okay, so what happens if I'm a customer who's already got solar panels? Now, with solar panels, you have to notify the authorities if you make any change to those. Otherwise, the what they pay back to you has to change somehow. How would installing this in addition to the panels that you have affect that? Do you know?
Sure, yeah. It wouldn't affect it at all. They're two different technologies. They're deemed as two different technologies. Photovoltaic is the generation of, obviously, electricity, which you're quite right, you sell back to the feed-in tariff. And the hot water technology is deemed a totally different renewable technology. So the renewable heat incentive is different to the feed-in tariff. Mm-hmm. All you would do is with the product, if it was to go ahead and ever have a tariff, which it hasn't at the moment, it must be clear, You'd notify, obviously, the governing body of the day and an invoice of receipt of purchase, the paperwork. They obviously check that you've had it done by an accredited company, and you'd receive payments.
Right.
It's very simple.
It wouldn't affect the payments.
Oh, indeed. No. It wouldn't interrupt your existing solar PV feed-in tariff at all. They run completely separately.
Now, I know you've also been working closely with a number of local charities. You've been arranging events and donating many of the products as well. So could you tell us a little bit about that aspect?
Sure. Okay. Well, first and foremost, we've had a long association with Farley Hospice. Mm-hmm. Myself, my mother, unfortunately, spent her last few days there, a terrible illness, and it was probably never forget what they did, obviously, in my personal situation. Mm. So we've tried to give back what we can. There's been some painstaking bike rides in the last 7 years, some reaching in excess of 100 miles in a day.
You could power the pump with those.
Sure, yeah, I've been part of a few of those, but they've been great fun and obviously for a good cause. So we keep on an annual basis doing some stuff with Farley as much as we can, because every little bit helps, and they're a massive charity now. They have a lot of people in the Essex area sponsoring them and supporting them. But on a more of a personal note, what we've done is we've looked at a couple of Chelmsford-based charities which really are getting stuck into serious issues, and one is Chess, which is a charity for the homeless. Mm-hmm. What we did there is we went to one of their move-on centres in Melbourne, Chelmsford. And this is a 3-bedroom semi made into 5 bedrooms. You've got ex-bank managers there, unfortunately. You've got people that have never worked. You've got a whole host of different people that are staying in that place. Mm. They may have lost their money through gambling, alcohol addiction, divorce. But the bottom line is they've ended up on the street. So they get taken off the street and get put in this facility to be assessed whether they can then go on for social housing. Mm-hmm. So they can't breach the rules of alcoholism and drug use. Mm. Otherwise, they go back in the queue.
Yeah.
But what we found is that on visiting the property, out of the 5 bedrooms, even in the summer months, 4 of them had the heating on full blast.
Good God.
So Chess, being a charity, were exuding money out of the back door without really realising it. Horrendous fuel bills, no control over the system. So we thought, well, let's start here. So with our central heating management system, which is separate to the thermodynamic, we've installed that there, and that sits in between the radiator and the boiler. And basically, we increase the flow rate of the water around the property, and you have far better controlling over and zoning of the property. And because the water's going back around the system so fast and coming back to the box, it's not needing to be heated up by the boiler so much. Mm-hmm. So we reduce the boiler from 80 degrees down to 60, mm-hmm. Thus a saving in its own right.
Yes.
And we've given state-of-the-art thermostatic valves, a brand-new control system, and without quoting percentages, the charity chairs are absolutely delighted with the money we've saved them. Put it this way, I think we've shaved in excess of £800 off their annual fuel bill for that
their
property.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. And we continue to work with them now. We've done a few other bits with them. We've donated some goods for their last charity auction. But the other one that we're really pleased with was Age Concern, based near Chelmsford Cathedral. This is a day centre run by Frieda Mountain, who's got the keys to the city in Chelmsford. She's a lovely lady. Mm. They have between 20 and 30 OAPs in a day. They come there instead of using their own heating. So they leave their house and turn their heating off and go and use Age Concern's heating. They've got a beautiful canteen there. They were having the same problems. They made a loss last year in their annual accounts, and a lot of that was down to fuel. Mm-hmm. They're running out of money. They've had a few local businesses look after them over the years, and we thought we'd do our bit. So again, we've installed a system, a central heating management system there. Mm-hmm. We've been back to test the system. The occupants and the day residents of this facility are over the moon with the way the radiators are now pumping out this extra heat.
Yeah.
The boiler's been reduced yet again, and so far we're now in the process after the winter of collating all their previous year's bills, and we're looking at what we've done there in the way of savings. But it's looking very, very good, you know, as we speak. So we're going to continue with these charities.
You're doing fundraising events as well, are you?
Yeah, well, I mean...
You've got one coming up, I think.
Yeah, we're doing some more bike rides. There's the Farley Hospice coming up.
Yeah.
We've got one part of the company that have committed to possibly doing a skydive. I won't be with that team. I'll stick to the bike.
Neither would I.
I've got a terrible fear of heights. But yeah, I mean, we're surrounded by great ideas, inspirational people that work in the company, and part of the remit this year is to really expand our events. So whether it be a golf day, a skydive, or just doing 100 miles on a saddle around the Essex countryside, we'll be doing our bit, that's for sure.
Well, don't forget to send in details of any events that you've got coming up, charitable
events. Yeah, 100%,
yeah. And we'll get them onto our events card.
Yeah, fantastic, yeah.
Pleased to do that. Yeah. Anyway, thanks, guys. Thank you very much indeed for coming in today.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, thank you.
Much appreciated. And you've certainly given us a few tips to think about.
All right, thank you, Scott. Thank you.
Not at all. It's our pleasure.
Cheers.
Cheers.